Rita Jones. He is 91 years old today. And then, of course, we have Michael Caine on the list, Alfred in the Dark Knight trilogy. He was also Austin's dad, Nigel, in Goldmember. Did I mention it? He's 91 today, too. So a few legends at the bottom of that list. I love it. I love it. I guess I forgot that Michael Caine was still with us. I don't know why, but we haven't seen him for a really long time, right? So I guess that would make some sense.
He's still out there. I mean, he still does stuff occasionally.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, what a resume.
Dude, right?
Dude has been around for
a long time. A long time. Yeah. So stinking talented. I'm a huge fan of Michael Caine. I love him. I think he's great. I mean, we mentioned Dark Knight and Nigel Powers, but you could go way beyond that as far as with stuff that he's done. Those are just a few that maybe our younger audience would know as well. Exactly. But no, you can go way beyond that. There's good stuff on that resume. If you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody, just text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Cloudy, breezy, and rainy today. 45 is all for a high. Clearing things out tonight down to 31. Lots of sun, 53 tomorrow. Right now, it's 45. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Joining me in just a moment, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. He's going to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. And joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, I'll get those words out yet, is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Close enough.
It's like a tongue twister this morning, and it shouldn't be. This is easy stuff. I mean, think if I really tried like Sally Self, Seashells by the Seashore, it'd be over. Thank you so much for hanging out and waiting for us this morning, running a little behind, but we have a lot of good stuff on this calendar that we have to get to this morning. There's a lot of things happening not only this weekend in Baraboo, but you know, before we hit the weekend even. So where would you like to start today, Ben?
Indeed, let's start tonight. So you and I have talked before about this this series of events. Mm-hmm. Baraboo 101, From River to Ringling. This is a historical presentation Paul Walter has put together on behalf of the Historical Society. He's going to present that, I believe. Yes, this is the final presentation. It's going to be at 6:30 tonight at the library.
All right. So make sure you check that out, especially if you love a little history. I mean, what a great opportunity to learn more about the area, because I know Paul is so good at what he does. First of all, he always gets into a little bit, not just a Baraboo and the specifics here, but a little bit about Sauk County and all of that. So it's always really interesting to hear him give these types of lectures. So check that out if you absolutely can. Plus, you get to go check out the beautiful new library. So that's kind of like a win-win situation, right?
There you go. Two birds, one stone.
Exactly. Now, I know as we go into tomorrow, we have a lot of great stuff coming up. And so where would you like to start for tomorrow?
Oh, this is going to be a great opportunity to break out some accents. So tonight, we got the Liverpool Legends. They're performing at the Legacy Dinner Theatre, 2 p.m. Friday and 7 p.m. Saturday up in the Dales.
That is going to be a great show, is it not? And this is going to be an actual dinner theater, correct? Yes, because I'm looking at the lunch menu that they're going to be serving up tomorrow, too,
yes,
for everybody.
Yes, Friday afternoon, the matinee is a lunch show. Of course, as you might imagine from the title, this is Beatles music, Beatles tribute group. They're going to perform Friday afternoon and then Saturday night at Legacy Dinner Theater.
All right, so definitely check that out. This is one of those bands that's kind of been everywhere doing the Beatles as well. And when I'm looking at their resume, I mean, they've literally performed all over the world portraying the Beatles. So it should be an awesome show over at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Now, if that's not enough for you, we have a few adult beverages in the mix tomorrow night as well.
So, Milas, we got the spring brouhaha.
Nice.
Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m. downtown Baraboo, don't you know?
It sounds a little bit like Lucky from Lucky Charms, the little leprechaun.
That was the idea, Milas.
The Spring Brouhaha, though, always a great event in downtown Baraboo. Obviously, tickets were on sale a few weeks ago, so make sure you can find those, because that's going to be your key to joining in on the Spring Brouhaha. But this is always a great event. You get to go check out all of the different stores, sample a few different adult beverages from around the area, and everybody always has a good time. I'm going to assume that it's Leprechaun St. Patrick's Day themed this year, right?
It is indeed. You bet.
All right. And then, of course, we also have another big event. And this one is going to take place over at the Baraboo Arts Building tomorrow night. And this is always a really fun event as well. Tell us about the runway.
Yes. If you're feeling fashionable, or perhaps if you want to become more fashionable, you should check out the runway in Baraboo event. Like you mentioned, Baraboo Arts, Friday night from 7 to 9. So they call this a fashion type show. It features the work of local artisans who are showing off their fashion, accessories, but also other things, you know, cakes, pottery, artwork, all kinds of different stuff. So, yeah, it's a little bit part fashion show, part art show.
All right. So it's always fun, though, and you're always going to see some really cool stuff. So definitely a fun one to check out as well. Now, that brings us to Saturday. So what's on our calendar for Saturday?
Yes, indeed. We've got live music. We already talked about the Liverpool Legends, of course, but we've also got some live music at the local wineries. Derek James is going to perform Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Broken Bottle Winery. And then later on in the afternoon, local favorite Shondell Marks will be performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 3 until 5:30.
All right, so definitely check those out. A great afternoon of just listening to some wonderful music and having a few more adult beverages. I think we can all get behind that. And now, anything else that we should know on this calendar of events going into the weekend?
Sure, one last thing. On Sunday, we've got bingo at the Fat Squirrel Lounge in West Baraboo. Okay. Of course, as folks might know, this establishment has had a few different names over the years. It's the one attached to the hotel there in West Baraboo, the former Campus Inn. Mm-hmm. From 1 to 3 p.m., you can play some bingo at the Fat Squirrel.
Nice. So definitely check that out. I never win at bingo. Maybe someday I'll get lucky enough to actually win. Now, there is one that comes up next week. Since you and I won't talk again until next Thursday, I want to bring up the Baraboo Area Veterans and the Culver's Community Share Night. Yeah. So if you can tell us a little bit about that, that's taking
place.
Happy
to. And of course, Culver's is always so generous with these share nights for the local nonprofits. The Baraboo Area Veterans, they are a chamber member, and they are working to raise funds to refurbish the memorial outside the Civic Center. So if you want to support that cause, and this is an easy way to do it, go have dinner at Culver's Tuesday night from 4 to 8 p.m. So some of the percentage of the proceeds are going to go to that effort.
I mean, we talked a little bit about a win-win situation with Baraboo history earlier and seeing the library. You don't have to cook dinner. You're having something delicious, and you're helping out the Baraboo area veterans.
You can just say you're here being charitable. Yeah, what a deal.
I love these things. I love when we can do more than one thing at one time. It's like multitasking, and it's
best. We are multitasking, people.
I love it. I love it. Now, for more information about any of the events that we just talked about, Ben, or to get to take a look at some things that are coming up over the next few weeks, because I keep going through this calendar and I'm like, oh, it's just getting fuller and fuller because we're getting into that time of year, right? Where everybody's starting to have all these fun activities. Where can people go to get all of that information?
Baraboo.com.
All right. So definitely check out the Chamber website, see what's coming up over the next few weeks. And Ben, you will join us again next week, and we'll go through another calendar of events and all the fun things that you can do in Baraboo over the weekend. All right.
Can't wait. It's March Madness, everyone.
Yes, it is. It is. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Remember to check out any events that are happening this weekend, to maybe take a peek ahead, see what's coming up in the next few weeks, or if you're a chamber member or want to get your event placed on the calendar, all you have to do is go to baraboo.com. Weekends are best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoni, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
WRPQ Baraboo, 279 EG Reedsburg. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough night weather-wise across much of the country. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, another monster storm moved across the middle part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with some details.
At least three reported tornadoes in northeast Kansas. And on the wintry side of the storm, snow in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Up to 2 feet of snow already in the Colorado Rockies. Spinouts on I-70 near Evergreen. And Denver could see its biggest snowstorm in 3 years.
China's foreign ministry says Wednesday's overwhelming House vote forcing TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a ban is a violation of fair competition and international trade rules. There's no indication on how the Senate might vote. Members of the LGBTQ community in Japan are cheering a landmark decision by a Japanese court, which ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The court doesn't have the power to overturn the country's current laws, but has called for an urgent government action to do so. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider overturning its own ruling limiting the use of absentee ballot drop boxes. The court ruled in July of 2022 that absentee drop boxes may be used only in election offices and no one other than the voter can return a ballot in person. The justices issued an order early Tuesday evening saying they would review the ban on drop boxes, but won't reconsider any other parts of the case. A valve that broke during routine maintenance caused gallons of sewage to be dumped into Lake Mendota last week on Madison's west side. According to officials, roughly around 45,000 gallons of sewage was dumped into the lake. Officials captured back 11,000 gallons of sewage. However, two homes reported wastewater in their basements. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy and breezy with rain likely today. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. High today, 45. The wind northeast, 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing, 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 53. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
99.7 It's 8:12 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope you are having a great Friday Eve. Just about another weekend. That's all we really have to remember. Pete Townsend now. Let My Love Open the Door on 99.7 Max FM.
Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:14 right now. And Finn, we're still playing Mbop this morning, just in case anybody's wondering. We still have to celebrate a Hanson birthday. Doesn't even matter what Hanson it is, does it? Doesn't matter if it's the oldest, the middle, or the youngest. We're still playing Mbop this morning. Musical masterpiece as the Hanson brothers keep getting older.
How old is this Hanson again?
Oh, I have to look back. I have to look. That feels like it was an eternity ago already when we talked about the birthdays. Let's see. Taylor Hanson is 41. Yeah, 41 for him today. My goodness. Remember when they were just fresh-faced, long-haired young men just singing Mbop with all they had on our screens? Yeah, now they're 40-some years old. That's kind of crazy. But
they're close to the ARP age. They really are.
They are.
You know, in 20 years' time, they won't look the same out there performing Mbop. But
no,
I don't know.
I'm not sure they look the same now in their 40s singing Mbop on stage. But, you know, it's a catchy little ditty. So we're definitely going to play that yet this morning. So, you know, saying it's the dawn of a new day is sort of this freeing, hopeful expression. But let's be completely honest for a minute. For a lot of us, the worst part of our day is our first conscious moment every single day that we wake up. And we're talking right when the alarm goes off. Now science is backing that up. There's this new study where researchers say they found that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of the day based on mood, our circadian clock, as well as other factors. We really needed a team of researchers for this. I'm pretty sure most of us could have just told you this on our own. Because they also go on to tell us that 5 p.m. is the best time of the day, which makes sense because that's when a lot of people are leaving work. Interestingly, though, this wasn't directly tied to waking up or clocking out. Again, there are certain researchers in this world who are doing God's work, right? They're doing all this good stuff. They're making sure that, you know, there's cures for diseases and we're moving on in life. We keep revolutionizing certain things. And then there are these researchers who had to do, who basically had to find information to tell us that 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. are the worst and best times of the day, respectively. I just don't understand what some of these scientists are doing. But anyway, now they say that people experience their lowest mood at 5 a.m. regardless of when they wake up, and they're the cheeriest at 5 p.m. no matter what their work hours are. Now, I think that's interesting because if you don't have to get up at 5 a.m., do you really know if you're in a bad mood? Probably not.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you and
whatever.
I know, we know.
Right? But, yeah. I know how I wake up, and it's before usually 5 a.m. I know what my mood is at 5 a.m. when I'm up already shuffling around the house, because it truly is a lot of shuffling. I'm not really taking actual steps yet at 5 a.m. It's just a lot of, like, moving my feet, hoping
shuffling.
I'm getting somewhere. Yeah. Now, they did say that sleep deprivation can have a significant negative impact on your mood, but the 5 a.m., 5 p.m. thing is just based on a typical day. This did not address if daylight savings time changes affect any of this. So that's also an interesting phenomenon, which is, again, why we should just keep the clocks where they're at all the time. But, you know, whatever. Nobody's listening to me, and that's okay. I do find this interesting, though, that even if you get off work earlier, you're still happiest at 5 p.m. My guess is that's because, well, you're done for the day. You've already, like, your work responsibilities are over, so you can just kind of relax, you know, whether it's with the kids, whether it's with the family, doing something on your own. And if you get off a little bit later than that, you're probably like, well, I'm almost done at when it's 5 p.m., right? Kind of thing. I don't know.
I guess not everybody works an 8 to 5. But
this is,
I mean,
true.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I suppose for the majority of people, yeah. I mean, the workday is done. Do they have anything else to back up this? Why 5 a.m.?
I guess not. This is it. This is what
this
group of researchers came up with. I mean, this is what they've got for us. Circadian rhythms and all of that kind of stuff. They're going to throw out big words at us on Pi Day and confuse us, and that's okay.
Would you agree with that? That 5 p.m. is the best point in the day?
That's when I'm the tiredest.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, ooh, it's almost jammy time.
I think that's the best time of the day for me is when I'm practically asleep.
Yes.
You know, when I'm mellowing out and just kind of chilling right before bedtime. That's probably the best time for me.
Now, my husband is texting me this morning because he says this week of daylight, this is the week of daylight savings time, right? And he's been up twice before 6 a.m. For some issues that we've had here at the station. So he says that this is an amazing study.
So he's down. He's on board with this one.
I guess. Yeah, he doesn't do it every day. We'll talk when he does it every single day. But, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Like last night, we had puppy school out at the outlet mall. And it starts around 5:30, which means I have to start getting her ready, start getting us in the car so that we can make the drive over to the outlet mall and go to puppy school. It takes me, I love going to puppy school. I love the people that are in our classes. I love training her. It takes a lot for me to leave the house at 5 p.m. It really truly does, because that is essentially when I am starting to, I joke about it being jammy time, but anybody who knows me can attest to the fact that that is indeed jammy time. I am like out of it by 5 p.m.
You're done.
And so it takes a lot for me to leave the house to get to puppy school and do what we need to do, and then traipse around the outlet mall while she sits and sniffs and stays and interacts with the other puppies. It takes a whole lot. And last night we were driving and I was like, I could just turn around right now. I could just go home. And it was a beautiful night. I have no idea why I was in such, like, I just didn't want to go. I'm always glad that I go. And when I get there, I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. But I was having a struggle getting there last night, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know what it is this time around, but this year with daylight savings time, for whatever reason, this has been a real, I mean, I feel like there's whiplash, because not only am I trying to get back on my regular footing with the time switch, but also the weather has just been, I mean, like we
so had, up and down.
And today, and then it's going to be colder today, and it's like, you just don't know exactly where you are at what point in the day and what's going on. And I don't know. I just, this time around with daylight savings time, I'm having a real tough time just rebounding from this
and
one.
I don't know why. It is about this time around, because, you know, I love having light later in the evening, but for some reason this time around, it's throwing me completely off, because every time I think it's about 6:30 and I'll be like, oh, I should start thinking of dinner, I look at the clock and I'm like, oh, holy buckets, it's 7:30. I am way behind schedule. It's really throwing me off this time, and I'm not really sure why. The sleeping stuff that I was dealing with, you know, earlier this week, that's evened itself out. That's fine. But it's the whole, like, making dinner and being ready for certain times of the day and then getting ready for bed and all. It's like I'm really thrown off by it this time. But by next week at this time, I'm sure it'll be an old routine that nobody cares about anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the next couple of months for me personally,
they're crazy.
It's going to be weird because, you know, the trip to Ireland, and then that's going to throw the old body clock off.
Yep.
And then, you know, rehearsing another play. So then when we get to, it's already off because, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, but if you are up and you are active, like say you're doing something and you're up on your feet, and it's because we have bizarre waking schedules, right?
Yes.
We get up super early. So what time at night do you usually just kind of chill out and like start to
most nights it's probably be by about 8:30, 8:45 now. Like last night it was a little bit later because getting home from puppy school, that's not until usually around 6:45, 7 o'clock, so that gives me, like, throws me off like by an extra hour or so. So but normally on any other given night it's usually 8:30, 8:45, and if my husband was here, he would attest to that, because I'm usually in my chair half asleep, I think.
That's basically the same for me, but now I'm at rehearsal and I'm not getting back until after 9,
right?
So that throws me off a little bit because it takes a little longer to just kind of unwind and, you know, chill out before hitting the sack. And then forget it when it comes to dress tech week. Oh man,
those are late nights.
Oh,
those are late nights. Yeah,
and we're working early, and
it's a lot. So kudos to you and your entire cast and crew, because those get to be a lot. Anybody who's done theater knows that dress tech week
is a nightmare.
It really truly is, because there's so many bugs to work out. You want a perfect show going in on opening night, so you've got to work through a whole lot of stuff. And not everybody's always on board with that. Sometimes people get, you know, a little lackluster, or they miss cues, or there's a lot of starting, a lot of stopping, all of that kind of stuff. So, yes. So kudos to anybody who does live theater and then tries to get up the next day and do like a real job. Because if you've done theater, you know that that's a trip, that entire week. That's for sure. Now, you know, I mentioned puppy school, and I want to change lanes here for just a second, because I do have the cutest story. And I promise, for anybody who doesn't want to hear my Aspie stories, I'll make it really, really quick. So we went into we do a lot of the flagship stores when we go to the outlet mall during puppy school, right? Like the big chain stores that have the bigger, you know, space and stuff like that when we're out at the outlet mall. And we go into some of the closer quarter stores as well, just because they got to get, the dogs have to get used to doing that too. So last night we went into one of the big flagship stores, and Aspie's favorite toy happened to be on one of the end caps as we were sitting there. And it's this dragon. She loves crinkly stuff. Anything that crinkles, Aspen's all about. Water bottles, empty ones, anything. She will play with them for hours because they crinkle. Loves them. And so we were sitting there, and she was being such a good girl, and she was doing her thing, and she was one of the more experienced dogs in the class. And so she gets to show off her stuff a little bit more. And the other puppies were trying to like just not sniff, and Aspen's sitting there and she's watching me and I'm talking to her. Pretty soon she looks around the store and she sees the dragon on the end cap. And her head goes from me to completely snaps to this dragon. To the point where our trainer was like, "Whoa, what did she just see?" And I looked over and I was like, "Oh no, it's the dragon." Now mind you, she's had a couple of these before, and they're not the heftiest of toys for a heavy chewer, okay? But she loves them so much because the whole thing is a crinkle with a squeaky in the head. So they're her favorite things ever. And so she looks at me and I look at her and I said, "You stay." And before I could even get the words out of my mouth, we are darting across the store to this end cap so that she can get to the dragon. She literally, and I'm not even joking, anybody who was there last night can attest to this because tons of people were laughing at her. She literally rips one off of the shelf. She rips one off of the shelf. She puts it in her mouth, and I look at the girl behind the counter, and I was like, "I guess we're taking one of these." Now, we have to get it up to the counter. Luckily for Aspen, I'd taken my wallet into the outlet mall because I don't usually do that. I don't know why I happened to grab it last night and put my little Aspie training fanny pack. So I look at the girl and she starts laughing. She loves dogs, she's telling me. And we're like, "Aspie, we have to check this out." She would not let this dragon go. She was not going to let the dragon out of her mouth. To the point where the poor girl had to walk all the way around from the counter, go out, grab a dragon, scan that one, and then just let Aspen keep hers. So we're only probably like halfway through class. So for the rest of the class, she just carried around her crinkly dragon.
Aww.
She was not letting it go. She was like, "Nope, I see my dragon. You are not stopping me. You tell me no. This is not one of those times. And this dragon is mine, and it's coming home with us." And that's exactly what happened. Now, luckily for Aspen, when she got home, her natty, her favorite playing partner in the whole world, was already here, so that they, while mommy was getting food ready and she could eat, they could run around and play with the dragon. So she was very, very happy girl last night because she got a dragon.
Dogs are so hilarious with their toys, you know?
I don't know what it is about this dragon. She has tons of toys that she absolutely loves. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the whole thing crinkles, if it's super light, whatever it might be, but she loves this particular dragon. And help me. Somebody help me if they ever run out of these dragons, because periodically we have to go get one of these dragons because she just absolutely loves it. It's going to last about 2 days because she's going to rip it.
Yeah,
and then she's going to pull
apart. Yeah.
Yep. She's going to pull all the crinkle out of it. And then I've got this crinkly paper all over my living room, and she can't obviously have that. I don't want her to eat it because she'd try because it crinkles. So it's going to last about 2 days, but it's her favorite thing, obviously, in the whole world. So yes, she does now have a dragon. She's the proud
crinkles,
owner of a crinkle.
Not a squeaker though, right?
It's got one squeaker in it, but not a loud one, though. And Aspen is an annoying dog when it comes to squeakers, because she will grab that squeaker, and then as she's running with it, she just squeaks and squeaks and squeaks and squeaks. Like, she doesn't just do it when she wants you to play with her. She is the annoying dog who squeaks the squeaker no matter what's happening. Why she's romping up and down the hallway, why she's bringing it back to you, why she's bringing it up the stairs. She just squeaks that thing until there is no end. And she's that dog. She's that dog.
I'm going to invite you over to our house sometime, because then Then you get Phoenix playing violin, and then you get Sunset with her squeaker toy, and it's quite the cacophony, let me tell you.
It's like this weird symphony of noise coming from the Finn household, and the neighbors are like, "What is happening right now?" Yeah, don't open the windows. Just leave those shut for a good majority of the spring.
What is going on in their house?
That's awesome. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy and breezy today. Rain likely. 45 is all for a high. Things clear out tonight down to 31. Then lots of sun. 53 tomorrow. Right now, it's 45.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's 8:32 right now with Hanson and Mbop on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I feel like by playing that today and getting that stuck in everybody's head is Taylor Hanson, the middle of the brothers, celebrates his 41st birthday. Fan, my job here is done. I mean, I feel like there's not much else I can do today. I've already got Hanson Mbop stuck in your heads.
Get your warm for the day.
I feel like I can just go on with my day while the rest of you are just humming Mbop forever and ever now. I mean, it was catchy. That's what it had going for it, right? That's why we liked Mbop. Uh-huh. Other than that, the lyrics weren't great. The band wasn't awesome, but it was catchy. So there is that aspect. Now, I love social media for just the sheer number of people, especially the younger generations, who figure out something that maybe the rest of the older generations have known for a really long time. And there's one of those moments happening right now. There's this old photo of Dolly Parton that's been flying around social media recently. It's a photo booth shot that she took in 1966 when she was 20 years old. So now there's a lot of Gen Xers that are reposting this and making the same joke. How could Jolene or any other woman have been a threat to this woman in this photo? Because let's face it, Dolly is still a gorgeous human being. I think there's been a lot of plastic surgery done to make that happen now. Yeah. When she was younger, though, holy smokes. I mean, there was really no comparison, right? She was gorgeous. Now, she was in her mid-20s when she recorded the song Jolene, where she begs a woman who's prettier, please don't take my man. This is one of my favorite songs, but if you've never heard the lyrics, it says, your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin, and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like the breath of spring. So this song goes on, and basically she's just saying, I can't compare to you, so please just let me have this one thing. That's what the song is essentially about, right? It's one of my all-time favorites. She actually wrote this about a bank teller who kept flirting with her husband at the time. She got the name from a little girl she'd signed an autograph for, and it stuck in her head because Dolly had never heard the name before. So in other words, this song is just a mishmash of a few different things. There wasn't really some hussy named Jolene who was trying to steal her man, by the way. But here's a fun theory on social media right now. Again, love Gen Xers. One woman reposted the old pic and asked, what if Dolly is Jolene? And she wrote the song from the point of view that from every other woman in her town, which is interesting.
That is. Yeah.
Because Dolly Parton was, I mean, I'm looking at the photo right now. She was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, in her early 20s. I mean, she really doesn't look like the same person from then to now, quite honestly, but absolutely gorgeous. She definitely, she could have definitely been
a very attractive lady. And yes. She was back then, too. Yes. The only thing I'm going to say is that hair. That hair is, it's something. But, that was the big hair days back in the
60s. Had a 60s, whole special, moment, didn't they? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and then what's interesting is there's other people who've pulled out other pictures of Dolly from the 1960s. And so I'm looking at these right now as well, where it wasn't just this giant hair, where it's actually just down and kind of flowy. And there's where it's really big. But, I mean, she was a knockout in the 1960s. I mean, I think Dolly's gorgeous now, but my goodness. So yeah, this is an interesting new concept for the Gen Xers who have just discovered that Dolly Parton at one time was not the Dolly Parton that they know now, and that Jolene might have, she might have been Jolene.
She was writing from the other perspective. Either way, who cares, really?
It's a great
song. We at
least
got Jolene out of it.
We did.
Right?
It's a great song. And we know that Dolly has been very protective of Jolene over the years, right? Like Elvis at one point wanted to record Jolene, and she wasn't going to let Elvis take any of the credit for her song, so that didn't happen. Now Beyonce, there's rumors, according to Dolly herself, that Jolene might be on Beyonce's country album that's coming out. So that would be something, because Dolly just doesn't let anybody have the rights to her music, right? So that's kind of a big deal. So we'll see.
Is, yeah. I mean, she wouldn't let the King of Rock and Roll cover
right?
it, but
Right? But okay. Beyonce, whatever. Maybe Beyonce was more respectful about it. Maybe they actually asked and didn't just demand of her that they hand over the rights. So, you know, and it was a big deal when Whitney Houston was able to cover I Will Always Love You, because a lot of people didn't think that Dolly would ever give the rights over to that either. So it's interesting that she let Whitney cover that one. My favorite is still always going to be Islands in the Stream. Who doesn't love Islands in the Stream? That's a fantastic song.
Kenny Rogers.
Yes. Speaking of which, should we play that this morning? I'm going to just blow Corey Hartman's mind while he's in the car listening now, because I'm going to just like, I'm bop into Islands in the Stream. I'm taking over. You're going to Park Falls. I'm in charge now. So I'm just taking over at this point. I think since we've talked so much about Dolly, Gen Xers loving her from the 1960s and seeing the photos, I feel like we need a little Dolly in our lives this morning. So, I mean, what better partner than Kenny Rogers to pair with? So we'll play some Islands in the Stream here in just a moment. Now, we do have to take a look at the forecast, though, in just a second as well. Today, not nearly as nice as yesterday. Just look out your window if you haven't already. This is pretty dismal compared to what we had yesterday. Yeah. Cloudy, breezy. It's going to rain pretty much all day. Temperatures much cooler, only 45 for a high. Now, the nice part is Finn, we are going to rebound a little bit tomorrow. We're going to see sun with highs in the 50s, but don't look at the weekend. Like, I don't even want to bring that up yet. I just want people to enjoy tomorrow, because then we're going to have a couple of pretty cold days as we get into the weekend and early next week. We'll let Sean Cable handle the rest of it, though, here in just a second. Mike Ganger's also going to join us for a look at sports next on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Boys basketball state tournament gets started at the Kohl Center today. Play will open up at 1:35 with St. Thomas More going against Prescott. That's for the Division III semifinal. The other semifinal for D3 will feature unbeaten Keele going against Lakeside Lutheran. And then after that, in Division IV, it's Marathon going against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic at 6:35. And then 15 minutes following that game, it's going to be Mineral Point and Aquinas. Semifinals for Division 5 will be tomorrow. Swan Springs and Columbus Catholic will start things off at 9:05. You've got Allman Bancroft going against Abundant Life Christian following that. Then in Division 2, it's Wisconsin Luther versus Nicolet at 1:35. Pewaukee and West Salem will meet 15 minutes following that game. And then the semifinals for Division 1 will feature Arrowhead going against Nina and Marquette taking on Kettle Moraine. All five of the championships are going to be held on Saturday. Again, this is all going down in Madison at the Kohl Center. Spring sports continue to get their practices going. Softball and lacrosse started this week. It was track and field last week. They'll begin with competitions as early as tomorrow. Baseball practice and girls soccer will start on Monday. And then golf and boys tennis the week after that. Bucks return home tonight to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. 7:00 is going to be the tip-off for this evening's game at the Fiserv Forum. And a part of the men's Big Ten tournament, the Wisconsin Badgers now know they're going to be taking on the Maryland Terrapins today. Minnesota and Michigan State will begin play at 11 a.m. And then 25 minutes after that game concludes, that's when Wisconsin, the 5 seed, will take on number 12 Maryland. Winner of that matchup will go on to face number 4 Northwestern. Also today, you got Ohio State and Iowa playing. And And then Penn State got the win yesterday over Michigan. The Nittany Lions will take on the Hoosiers of Indiana later tonight. The entire Big Ten tournament happening at the Target Center in Minneapolis. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy and breezy with rain likely today. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. High today, 45. The wind northeast, 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing, 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 53. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7
It's 8:46 right now. You can't talk about Dolly and then not play some Dolly. Here she is with Kenny Rogers. It's Islands in the Stream on Max FM.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. To me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. See, that was a good one this morning. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. I mean, you can't talk about Dolly, what she was like, looked like in the 1960s, Finn, and Jolene, and then not hear some Dolly Parton on the morning show. That's just, that feels wrong in so many ways.
And you know what? Her and Kenny, they're very happy about the fact that they're on Islands in the Stream.
Yes.
They're very happy because the 80s were the decade of duets.
Yes.
And they sounded much happier than Mopey, Neil Diamond, and Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
About how nobody was bringing flowers to them. And
right.
So at least Dolly and Kenny sounded happy. It really was the decade of the duets.
Yes, it really was.
There was Lionel Richie and Diana Ross and Endless
yep.
Love. And wow, you had to do a
duet. Didn't you have Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville at that point, too, trying to do something? Yeah,
yep.
So it really was. You're right. There were tons of duets at that point in time. So thank you to Dolly and Kenny for brightening it all up for us with Islands in the Stream. We do appreciate that. So remember this morning we were talking about the different kinds of pie? I've been in a rabbit hole ever since, and that's why I haven't talked about it. So I actually had to go through and dissect what vinegar pie and honey pie were. So it turns out that honey pie is basically just like a custardy pie where there's a lot of honey, butter, sugar, flour, cornmeal, and salt in it. And then you make your own crust, and then some people like to drizzle some honey over the top of it kind of thing. So it kind of sounds like a honey-flavored cheesecake, maybe, because there's a lot of cream and milk involved in it as well. So that's not horrible. I mean, I can get behind that. It kind of also sounds maybe like a thicker meringue custardy thing without having the rest of the fruit involved in it. You just have the custardy part of it. So there is that. Now, vinegar pie seems a little less exciting, quite honestly. It's a retro dish. Obviously, it's never gotten a more appetizing moniker. Kind of like according to the article I'm reading about, like the tomato soup cake. Yeah, because that's what we need in our life. Someone who absolutely loves all kinds of vinegar, though, would probably like this. And vinegar pie is a Depression-era desperation pie. Obviously, people had to stretch their ingredients a little bit more to make do with what was hand on the pantry, and you didn't have access to fruit, citrus, anything like that, because it was too pricey. So home cooks used vinegar to recreate a tangy, acidic taste in their sweets. I think I'm still okay. The pie dates all the way back to the mid-late 1800s. There are different versions that have evolved over time. Some involve molasses. Others use dry fruit and nuts. Most common, though, are staples like butter, sugar, egg, flour, and flavoring agents like your vinegar, your apple cider vinegar, or even distilled white vinegar, vanilla, and sometimes a little lemon. Again, I say,
Oh, delicious.
I think they can keep that in whatever state. What was that? That was a southern state that loves their vinegar pie. So I think they can keep that right down there with them. Although, if we're researching honey pie here in Wisconsin, I would be a little bit more apt to try that one. I would be okay with trying a honey pie, quite honestly. But, you know, not the vinegar
stuff.
Wow,
you did go down the rabbit hole, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So then what is shoe fly pie then?
Shoe fly pie is kind of, it was just on the same tab. It was a little bit of, let me look while we're talking about it.
It's got a crumb cake baked in a pie crust, molasses, brown sugar, and water. Those are the primary ingredients.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look
good. Custard-like consistency.
No, that doesn't look good. It's a classic Pennsylvania Dutch recipe. That doesn't look good. That just doesn't look good to me at all. It kind of looks like you might have some chocolate underneath that crumbly topping. That's not chocolate, though. Let's not kid ourselves. It's pure brown sugar and molasses, which I don't feel like eating. So, no, that's probably not going to be a good one for me. But, yuck. No, some of those pies from the Depression era, from great grandma's age of life. No, I think there's a reason they're not popular anymore, quite honestly, Finn.
There's some weird
We've evolved.
Recipes back then. Wow. Just give me a good key lime and I'll shut up, you know?
No, these don't look good. Then I'm looking, like, now I'm on Google and now I'm in a rabbit hole of shoe fly pie because, I mean, there's people who have tried to, like, recreate shoe fly pie and make it better. So now they're trying things like using coconut oil and no. It's still the same thing. It just looks, I don't know. This does not look good.
Not so much.
I'm good without the shoe fly pie. Key lime, I'm good with. Give me a good old-fashioned apple with a scoop of ice cream on the side. I'm good with that. I mean, let's face it. I love my cream pies as well. Coconut cream, French silk, always good. I also love like a sweet cream and raisin pie. Any of those, which that one even is a little bit old-fashioned in its taste and its thinking and its making.
Well, kind of anything with raisins is kind of old-fashioned, don't you think?
I think so, probably. Amish and Mennonites are still people who would most likely make a shoe fly pie yet to this day. Nope, I'm good. You keep
we'll
that.
Pass.
I'll go with my coconut cream because that seems to be real ingredients or something. That's something I found in my pantry to make do with. But I understand. Obviously, history kind of dictated, and sometimes you still needed to do something to celebrate things, even in the midst of a depression. And there you go. Vinegar was probably the most likely choice. So it's amazing, though. What is amazing to me about even all of these old recipes is that they persevered, right, through some really horrible, incredible times to at least try to find some sort of reason to celebrate or way to make do with what they had. So you got to give that generation their props for being able to do that because that's pretty incredible. I don't know how many of us now would look around. I mean, look at how weeny we got during COVID times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like we were just in desperation mode trying to do anything. And here these people lived with like this for years in, you know, obviously it wasn't a pandemic, but in those types of conditions for years with little money, no jobs, all of that kind of stuff. And we couldn't even make it through COVID, some of us. So yeah, there's that part of it too.
We don't need to be healthy though. Come on, bring back the lard.
There we go. Lard. Yes. Yeah. You know, sometimes I go into the store and I look at like, you know, and I know Crisco is about as close to the actual lard as we have now, right? I mean, it's not like you're going into the store to buy lard. And so I'll look at Crisco and I'll be like, wow, that's a lot of grease in a can. You know, that's all I can think about when I look at it because it's like one of those giant canisters. It's just grease in a can is essentially all it is. But they were able to make do with those things. And yeah, we ended up in a year lockdown, not diminishing how awful COVID was for a lot of people, by the way, because it sucked, right? Like we were right here in the mix of it too. It sucked for a lot of people, but I don't know if we coped quite as well as like our earlier generations did during like depression times. That's all I'm saying. Like they're making pie out of vinegar and we were like, what do you mean I can't go to the store?
You know, with all the lard and butter, maybe that's why our life expectancy now is higher than it was back then.
This is true as well. Like we didn't eat the best. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. We love to use bacon grease just on the fly for other things. And
although sometimes like with grandma's recipes, that's why they were better was because they were using these ingredients that were just insane.
Agreed.
Insanely unhealthy for us.
Right? Because sometimes I feel like you got to do that once in a while, right? Yeah. It's kind of like when I go to the carnival and I smell all of the stuff and that's not stuff I would normally eat. And yes, I'm probably going to regret it like crazy the next day. But at the same time, you have to. If you smell the mini donuts and you hear the sizzling of them going down into their little oily basket and then you see all the cinnamon and the sugar, you're kind of like, no, I have to have at least a couple,
with you and your fasting all the time. I mean, it would take the willpower of Mother Teresa, I think, to actually go out to the Shaw County Fairgrounds and be around all of those smells during the fair.
Let me tell you, it's not easy. Let me t-